Hollywood Live with Tanya Hart.
Good news for House of Cards fans. The show is back in production. Yep, Robin Wright will be joined by Academy Award nominated actors Diane Lane and Greg Kinnear. Also joining the cast of House of Cards will be Michael Kelly, Jane Acheson, Patricia Clarkson, Constance Zimmer, and a host of others for this sixth and final season. Now, I know the city of Baltimore is happy. That is where the show is taped, because you know what? They lost almost 2,000 jobs at Christmas time as a result of the series shutdown after alleged pedophile Kevin Spacey was exposed as a predator. And speaking of predators, Mark Salling from the hit show Glee has died in an apparent suicide weeks before being sentenced to prison for possession of child pornography. He was just 35 years old. And his attorney says he is survived by his mother, father, and his brother. Now, Mark was found hanging from a tree in the Sunland area of Los Angeles, right by the river. He was pronounced dead at 9 a.m. yesterday morning. An autopsy is scheduled in the next few days. You know, the Glee star had pleaded guilty to possession of child pornography involving a prepubescent minor on October 4th, 2017. After striking a plea deal in December, he was due to be sentenced in March and expected to serve 4 to 7 years in prison. Wow, horrible story. And on the good footnote, what a legend. Super producer Quincy Jones, the man responsible for Michael Jackson's Thriller, may be the closest living representation of Hugh Hefner that the world has left. The 84-year-old icon recently admitted to having, are you ready for this, 22 girlfriends spanning the globe. In an interview with GQ, Jones says, I was told not to marry actresses or singers, but I ended up with actresses Peggy Lipton and Natasha Kinski. Yeah, we remember that. Anyway, Jones says that heartbreak is the strongest teacher. He learned from his ways and changed his method. Well, now his method is he's got girlfriends everywhere. Cape Town, Cairo, Stockholm. In fact, he said she's coming in next week. Now, his girlfriends range from 28 to 42 years old because Jones claims he would never date a woman his age. Guess that's why they call him the dude. And for all these stories and a whole lot more, make sure you follow me on Twitter at Tanya Hollywood and at AURN online.